plate a potential nugget.
The other piece that really caught my attention in the book was your example of Nirma and Kasanbhai Patel, and the point about CEO connect with customer, right? I think you talk about a potential brand extension to a toothpaste, and yes. It really got me thinking about, you know, CEOs of large organizations. What have you seen them do in not losing touch with the consumer? Right. Sometimes when you're leading a large company, you can sort of get buried in the hierarchy. So that sort of got me thinking, again, if you take that as an example or even from other experiences, what have you seen good leaders do to ensure that they have the pulse of the consumer that they're serving?
I think if you ask me, do they do the standard stuff to, like, you know, do market visits and meet customers and all? I think they do a lot of that stuff.
Right.
But more intrinsically, I think they feel for the customer. Inherently, they are conscious about who their customers are. They don't get carried away by, you know, all the hoopla, you know, around them. So going back to that, you know, Kasanbhai Patel and the Nirma story, Nirma was then ruling the roost, right? It was a number one detergent powder. The Nirma beauty soap was doing very well. And when they developed this product, Nirma toothpaste, they gave it to us. We did some research in rural India, you know, rural Maharashtra, rural UP. And consumers quite like the product. And so we went back and told Kasanbhai that, look, this Nirma brand as a toothpaste, people are willing to accept it because, you know, Nirma stands for good quality products. But he said, look, looking at the cost of raw materials today, I cannot launch it. So we asked why. He said, no, you know, for a comparable pack size, if Colgate is 10 rupees, I cannot price Nirma more than 5 rupees. If I price it 5 rupees, I need to give my trade at least 2 rupees margin total between retailer and wholesaler. So I got to ship it out at 3 rupees. I can't do that. So we will not go ahead with the project. So, and I said, why? He said, no, my consumer, for Nirma brand, they will want something of that value. They will not be able to pay more. And we respected this thing. Did he go and do any research? No. But intrinsically, instinctively, he knew that, you know, this is what my consumer wants. This is what I stand for in my consumer's heart and mind. And he took that call. And I respected him for that. And
that instinct, maybe just to persist with that, Ambi, does it come because he's a consumer of the product or he belongs to the demographic he's selling to? I'm sure he's grown beyond the demographic he's selling to. But do you have a sense of where that instinct comes from?
It's probably because he came from that demographic. Okay, he came from that demographic, so he knows that mindset. While he may be, you know, sitting in a palatial big office, his mind still there. You know, he still knows the consumer instinctively.
Mm.
A lot of us lose touch, you know. I mean, we do both, right? There was another nice story in the book called Chaiwala Test.
Correct.
Where we flip it the other way. We think that our target customer is very crude. You know, he will not understand this. He will not like this. And the Chaiwala Test story, when I say, look, Pradeep Guha just called the Chaiwala and asked him to choose among the four options the agency presented. And the Chaiwala picked the one which the marketing head of the company thought was too sophisticated for the lower income groups. So he said, look, you think it is too sophisticated lower income group? This boy is lower income group. Look at what he selected. So a lot of time we make that mistake also, saying, look, this is too sophisticated.
We think we understand.
We think we understand. It's too sophisticated. Let's dumb it down, dumb it down. A lot of advertising in India today, because of this problem, you know, that a lot of it is aimed at the SEC, the middle of the pyramid, the bottom of the pyramid, you dumb down stuff really badly. And then you realize that, you know, consumer thinks our brand is cheap, our brand is bad, because you dumbed it down. Consumer didn't ask you to dumb it down. Given a choice, every consumer would like to, you know, use fancy soaps and fancy, you know, clothes and drive in fancy cars. They can't afford it, which is fine.
The key insight for me from the Chaiwala test example is that some CEOs have a smart way of tapping into the perspective of the end consumer. I'm sure you have a process response to this, which is market visits, consumer research, and so on. But the good CEOs find a quick and dirty way of doing a smell test on an idea or a decision to ensure that they don't make the wrong assumptions. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content curated by Theme, please visit playtopotential.com. And to know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.